All right, Amy Mann and Michael Penn. Your next and last game is an audio quiz that is especially relevant given what happened earlier in this episode. It's called Connection Difficulties, and it's all about the sounds you might hear when you are trying to connect to someone or something.
I hope it's AOL circa 1990.
Exactly.
Because that I can identify.
Do not ruin the game. Do not ruin the game. All right, Amy, this is for you. You'll hear this bop when you're waiting to connect with someone on this video chat service.
Oh, yeah. Skype.
Yes.
Skype, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a groovy little tune.
Somebody crafted that sound.
I know. It is pretty groovy.
Although Skype is really rethinking their branding right now. They're like, how did we lose this?
I know.
How did we lose this?
I know.
Yeah.
I have faith in them. They'll figure it out, and then they're going to bounce back with that sound.
That's right.
It is nice.
All right, Michael, this one is for you.
All right.
Okay, name all the stations we just said. No,
that'd be 93 KHJ, KMET.
So if you are hearing a lot of radio interference, it could be because you're tuned into a station using this older radio technology. Which is older, AM or FM?
AM.
Yeah, you knew that right away.
That was
correct.
Instant answer.
Amplitude modulation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whoa. We weren't expecting that.
Look at Mr. Smarty over here.
Mr. Smarty Pants.
And of course, the difference between AM and FM is how the radio waves are manipulated to encode the data. So if you look at the sound wave, AM radio, the heights of the waves change, the amplitude changes. And in FM radio, it's how far apart the waves are that changes to encode the information.
Also, FM radio plays deep cuts.
That's right.
All right, Amy.
Sorry, I'm having trouble understanding right now. Please try a little later.
Do you know which of our robot overlords that is?
Oh, it's Alexa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
use Alexa because that is scary to have somebody in your house listening to you and recording things that you say.
You mean like what's happening right now?
I was going to say. Look around you.
Well, okay, so if that's not scary enough, last year Amazon used something called neural TTS technology to allow Alexa to convey various emotions with her voice.
Oh,
so
God.
Now when she speaks, you can detect like excitement or disappointment at various levels of intensity.
Oh, you know, man. Sometimes I can detect that in Michael. cheap joke.
Cheap, but it's stung.
All right, Michael, this is the last question. It's for you.
Okay.
You know what that sound is?
Yes, it's the AOL chat, but I can't remember what it was called. Is it AOL?
No, that's right. It's AOL Instant Messenger.
Instant Messenger.
That's somebody signing off on Instant Messenger.
Yes.
That's right.
And that door needs some grease.
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought, I was like, why is there a creep? Is everyone leaving through a creepy door? Why is there a creepy door?
Everybody's living in a haunted house in the world of AOL.
Yeah.
So not that points are a big deal, but I just want to let you know that it's a tie.
I challenge the result.
Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us.
This is fun. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I kind of like it better without an audience.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Coming up, I'll talk to WTF host Mark Maron, and if we ever needed to know WTF, it's right now. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.